This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits from the charts developed by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Every week at this time, bring in a group of stalwart talk hosts to talk about what's going on, what they've been talking about, and comparing that to what's on the list from Talkers Magazine. You can find it at talkers.com every single week. The 10 top stories and the 10 people, a list, two lists actually, for us to talk about here. We're joined by Rick Jensen, who is a host at WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Always happy to have him with us. Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. Rick, I'm going to go through the stories, but I'm going to take some liberties in this hour this week because I'm in attendance. Rich McFadden isn't with us because he's here in Los Angeles with me, but he's too lazy to get out of bed at the early hour. So yeah. I are here with Victoria. We're at the Talk Radio Boot Camp, which is one of too many. Talkers has a convention in June. These fellas, a couple of consultants, put together this group of people, and it's in both circumstances, because our business has become so small, it's generally the same group. We're on the West Coast in Los Angeles for this one, and in New York for the Talkers Convention in June. So you get some of the East Coasters, some of the West Coasters, and then there are always the people that come from the middle of the country that go to both places. And it's very interesting, but it's becoming a smaller group because there are fewer and fewer people like you and me who make their living talking on the radio to people about issues or whatever the heck is going on. And so
I was going to say, it's a good point, but gosh, you'd think podcasters would want to be involved as well, because communication is communication, right?
Well, there is now the drift toward podcasting, and what was not necessarily considered taboo by the talk people who were doing regular radio, now it's a part of the bill of fare. So on the two-day agenda here for that, yes, there has been a lot of discussion about podcasts with podcasters who are here, a couple of people who have made careers in radio from what they did in podcasting, because when you and I were kids, there was a farm team. We worked on little radio stations, and we worked in little money, and we figured out how to do things. And then, you know, as we grew, we got better jobs and got paid more. At least that's the plan. So anyway, the situation now is we don't have a farm team, because we don't have many local hosts on smaller or medium-sized radio stations, because they take syndicated fare. So the podcasters are the ones that are proving to be the next generation of talk people. And it's interesting to see who's shown up there. And during the course of our conversation this morning, I'll bring up some of the issues that have come up. Right now, though, I want to go through the stories for you, Victoria, and the audience. At number 10, the usual focus on sports talk radio and what's going here and there is a lot of focus at this convention on sports talk, as a matter of fact, because it isn't really the claim that the sports people are. They had this guy, Colin Coward. You know his story. He's a big sports talk guy. I don't listen to sports talk radio, so I don't know. But he's supposedly some big dude, and there's a lot of controversy around him. And he was talking about what he has done, because they're trying to sell to the talk community that sports talk is the nice, friendly place to be, whereas issue-oriented talk radio isn't so friendly anymore, as much as it might be, because it's too political. Anyway, so that was part of the focus, and a lot of the things going on in the world of sports that make for interesting conversation usually shows up at number 10 on the story list on the talk countdown. Number 9 this week, Alex Trebek and his cancer diagnosis, the passing of Luke Perry. I think there has to be in there the controversy about Michael Jackson with Leaving Neverland. Anyway, that's all sort of combined into one, because they had to have a catch-all for these things, and because they were discussed and they needed to be acknowledged on the countdown. The ethics complaint against Ms. AOC, the money laundering, she seems to have stepped right into politics, as usual, and she just got there. Yeah. Number 7, the fact that the DNC was dumb enough to say to Fox News, you can't come to our debates. I mean, what a bunch of stupid. Anyway, number six, the weapons program in North Korea. Number five, the anti-Semitism resolution. Number four, the border situation. Number three, the Manafort sentencing. Number two, the investigation. Number one, the fact that Mr. Cohen has decided to sue the Trump Organization. That'll not, it's more of the same, maybe a little different flavor, but the, you know, this stuff keeps going on. Number 10 on the people list, Michael Jackson and Alex Trebek and Luke Perry. Number 9, Kim Jong Fatty. Number 8, AOC. Number 7, Ms. Omar, who's not got a lot of common sense either. I put the two of them together, actually. Adam Schiff is number 6, Nancy Pelosi 5, Mueller and Manafort at 4, Nadler at 3, Cohen at 2, and Trump at 1. Okay. So, Victoria, I'm here in Los Angeles at the Talk Radio Boot Camp, which is one of the two big conventions that goes on every year. Talkers Magazine puts theirs on in June. And a lot of the hosts that are here spent a lot of time talking about the Manafort sentencing, and there has been a lot of, you know, due attention to it, whether he deserved to get more or less. I have my strong feelings about it, and I'm sure you and Rick want to be heard. So let's start with you, Victoria, and what you hear on the street about the fact that Manafort got, 47 months and probably won't serve that, in fact.
He probably won't serve that because he's already, you know, served quite a bit, but he is up for some more sentencing. Well, I mean,
Clarify that. He's up for some more sentencing because there's another case against
him. That's right.
State court.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Okay.
Prosecutors had sought 19 to 24 years. And that with the crimes that he was convicted of, that is actually more sort of along the lines of what you could get. But the judge made it very clear that he felt that he should get 47 months in prison, and that was more appropriate for him. And the judge was actually, I'm not going to say whether he was lenient or not lenient, but the judge was quite sympathetic to Manafort. What was interesting about Manafort was that, you know, he spoke for himself for the first time. He did sit quite a lot of the time with his eyes closed. He never expressed regret for what he'd done, and the judge did comment on that. He talked about his own suffering and the suffering of his family, but he didn't really talk about anybody else's. But one of the things that the prosecutors made a point of was that, you know, he had cut a deal and to cooperate with them, and the prosecutors made the point that, well, he was supposed to tell them things, and he didn't tell them, number one, anything they didn't know. And of the things he did tell them, he told them a bunch of lies. And so, you know, that wasn't exactly helpful. And so that was one of the points there. So it was interesting. But I do think that it is an appropriate sentence for somebody who's 69.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, Rick, your take on this?
Here in Delaware, it's mostly a Democratic state. So when you talk with people, they're likely, more than likely, to be Democrats. And the vast majority of people with whom I speak believe this whole thing is political. But I ask them the question, so when it's a Democrat who's president, someone you like and voted for, how would you feel if this was being done against him or hurt? And they look at me and say, well, I just don't think that would happen. So there's this... Exactly. Yeah, I know. And so there's this realization, I think, an acceptance that this is partisan politics being played out in the courtrooms, and you either accept it or you don't.
Mm-hmm. Well,
is it? I think that's a good point. But I think we have to look at also, if we're going to look at this, at what Mueller's mandate was, which was that he was to look at possible crimes arising out of his investigation. That's very clear, and it's something that we often forget. And if he came across possible crimes in the course of his investigation, into the possible Russian meddling in the 2016 election and any possible conspiracy by people involved, then he was to investigate those. And he did come across that.
Well, he came across stuff that because these people are stepping on themselves. They talk too much. They don't tell the truth. So they get caught not on what the original mandate was, but on something else.
That was part of the original mandate, Doug. That was the mandate.
But it's get them in any way you can get them. That's really what the sort of that's what the outcropping of this is. I don't want to belabor the conversation. Quick comment from me. On this is that, as far as I'm concerned, he shouldn't spend a day in jail, and neither should anybody else who's a white-collar criminal. If you look at all of the discussion, one of the main objectives of the Congress this year is to do prison reform. There are a million people in jail in America who, in my estimation, ought not to be there. People who smoke weed, people who have done things that only hurt themselves, people who did things that didn't hurt anybody, but yet they are described as crimes. Those people deserve to pay back. Manafort stole a lot of money from the government. Yeah. Manafort has cheated a lot of people, and in fact, now I'm the taxpayer, and I paid for going after him. I don't like that. I think he should be paying back the government. He should be paying back me, and he doesn't do that sitting in a jail cell wasting time. He does that with a job. Somebody gives him an ankle bracelet. He goes to work, makes money, and he writes whatever he makes other than a substance living goes back into the government or goes to pay back the people that he really defrauded. That's you and me, the taxpayer. So that's where I just think
hoorah!
This is ridiculous. The whole thing is a damned ridiculous reality. Okay, we'll move along in a moment or two. First, though, I want you to think about how well you rested last night. There are now, if we're into the era of My Pillow really kind of almost taking over that whole business, whether it's pillows and mattresses and mattress covers and she and they're into everything. And the latest thing, if you watch television, you listen to the radio, all the ads are for the mattress topper that's new and fabulous. I've got one for my bed that I haven't actually put on because it just was delivered to me. But these things are selling like hotcakes. The MyPillow mattress topper that will change the way you feel in your bed. So use the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com, excuse me, and sleep better. Get the MyPillow mattress cover and MyPillows all together. Great deal. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV.
What's that saying about you can't pour from an empty cup? You have to take care of you so you can continue to take care of others. And if losing weight is on your take care of you list, then this is for you.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitriol and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
I've been on Calitriol now for a little while and lost 40 pounds, went from a size 51 waist to a size 42, and never felt better in my life. No more pain in my feet. My back feels great and just awesome. It's the best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
I've used Calitriol for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
Now is the time to put your health on your to-do list. Check out Calitriol at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Right now, you're probably working on a list of things to do today, like errands, bills, emails, housework, dinner, and don't forget that workout. Our brains help us keep our busy lives organized as we age, and Prevagen helps your brain. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won.
I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 23 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review. People ask all the time, what do you folks do during the breaks? Well, we were just singing to each other. We were singing. Strangers in the night. These are strangers on the radio. Rick Jensen, very strange
yes,
guy from WDEL. And he'll answer to that. Victoria Jones has her own strangeness as well. She runs the D.C. Radio Company. I'm Doug Steffen, here to go through the charts, have conversation about some of the things going on in the world of news talk radio. Number eight is the... I did go through both lists. Yeah, okay. So number eight on the story list is AOC and the ethics complaint against her. I'm happy to pile on to whatever shots are being taken at her. I just think that I saw something yesterday which must have been generated by her PR person. AOC, the leader of the Democratic Party, the future of the Democratic Party, she's already running for president. And so with this complaint...
Where did you see that? That's a scream.
I saw it. I want to say... No, I was at the convention, and I'll find it, Victoria. I'll tell you. Don't let me forget.
That's funny.
Anyway, so she is accused of laundering $1 million. She just got there, and she's already got the hang of things.
So, you know, a headline like that is going to make no friends with Nancy Pelosi, and we know who has real power there. That's not a good idea to be saying that you're the leader.
Well,
that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, the thing that is really troubling about both this and the discussion surrounding, is it Ilhan Omar? How do we pronounce that woman's first name?
Ilhan Omar.
Ilhan, okay.
Omar anyway, the hater.
Well, you know, I don't know if she really is or she isn't. She's just not very smart to expect that somebody who's Muslim making a comment like this is just going to go off into the ethos someplace without, mm-hmm. I mean, just, if you think about where you are, you're a freshman. You want to kind of get used to your, but I think she's getting being encouraged by all the attention being given to AOC, so okay, I'll get some attention on me. But it's different, much different, whether it ought to be or it isn't. It really, the reality is it is. She's Muslim. You take a shot at Israelis or Jews or whatever in that ilk, and you're going to get pummeled. And she did, not only by bystanders, but the Democrats took her to the Woodhouse and to the woodshed, and I thought it was interesting what Joe Lieberman had to say, who's a Jew that's been in Congress and was in the Senate and was vice presidential candidate with Al Gore and a fellow who, as I consider him a friend, he's a fabulous human being. He and his wife both are great, great, great people, and they were great public servants. They never dipped their hand into the trough like these other clowns do. But he said, you know, I mean, the attention on it has maybe been a little bit exaggerated, but it was brought about because this woman isn't Muslim. And you just don't do stuff like that if you have any common sense at all. And that maybe goes for AOC. I remind people of what Whoopi Goldberg said. You know, shut up, sit down, and learn your job.
Which is what Hillary Clinton very smartly did. But you see, but it's a younger generation, and they view things differently. And this whole Omar thing was viewed. There was the reason why there was such a blow up in the Democratic Party was there was a generational split over this.
Yeah. Yeah. There is. And so what does that tell you about the future of the Democratic Party? Is there going to be which way do they go and how do they want to govern, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? I thought it was interesting the resolution that brought about the disengagement of one side and the other here. It wasn't just Republicans, but the old time Democrats, man, they don't want anything to do with this stuff. And so you'd think the younger, newer members would be sensitive to it, because that's sort of their generation. You know, we got to give everybody equality and everybody needs to be treated well. And yet you take a shot like that and it's just, okay, I think we've made our case. We've had their, that focus. We'll continue looking at the stories. The Talk Radio Review is what you're listening to. Doug Steffen, Victoria Jones, and Rick Jensen.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
The House of Representatives voted 407-23 to pass a resolution that broadly condemned hate and intolerance. All 23 no votes were from Republicans because it didn't condemn recent anti-Israel comments from Minnesota's freshman representative. President Trump discussed the issue outside the White House before heading to tornado-ravaged Alabama.
The Democrats have become an anti-Israel party. They've become an anti-Jewish party. And I thought that vote was a disgrace.
President Trump signed Bibles at a church and took photos with tornado survivors on a tour of Lee County, Alabama, where 23 people were killed by storms last weekend. He praised the response by FEMA.
It's hard to believe, actually, and I guess the fact that we went helped a lot of people, but we saw things that you wouldn't believe.
Empire actor Jesse Smollett has been indicted by an Illinois grand jury on 16 counts in connection with allegedly staging a hate crime against himself. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hamilton
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath.
He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties.
He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How do you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continue on now, the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company, Rick Jensen, DEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Other members of the group here that normally are on the air with us are in attendance at the Talk Radio Boot Camp, which is taking place this weekend here in Los Angeles. I'm there, but I'm also here. So it's earlier in the day, so I can do this. Yes, it is very existential. Thank you, Victoria, for noticing that. A couple of things. There's a frustration level here with me because I don't like to talk about the same thing over and over again. And I follow the rules and go through the stories because these are, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers, the things that most of the conventional news talk stations are discussing. One of the things that came out in this conversation here with programmers as to how it's done now versus how it used to be done, and I kind of remember this, but there are some names who are here. There's a radio guy named Randy Michaels, who most of us on the inside know and people outside don't know who he is, but he was responsible for making what was Clear Channel and then iHeart the largest radio corporation in the world. He trickster character. He is at this convention. I haven't talked to him since I was on the air against him in Cincinnati in the 1980s. And he didn't like me, and I didn't much like him. But he went on to have a fabulous career. And we had a wonderful conversation yesterday after he was given an award by this group. And the focus was on basically how he handled talk radio and what he told his people to do when it came to running the stations. He wanted to do on talk what they were doing on music, and that was play the hits. So a lot of the talk radio folks, I remember, maybe you remember this too, Rick and Victoria from your days, I don't know if they did it in Boston or the other stations, because you've had some great call letters behind your name as well as Rick. I had forgotten this, actually, but I remember when I was working on a station. It wasn't the Cincinnati station. It was a station in Baltimore. And we were told what the hits were. And we were told, like the guys on the jocks are told what music to play, we were told what to talk about. We weren't told how to talk about it, but we were told, like, there were four or five main stories that you wanted to get into your rotation at least once during your 3-hour shift. And it would have been from the talkers list or whatever other resources they had. But it would have been, they didn't want you talking about anything other than what the big stories were. Don't waste your time talking about, you know, how wonderful the weather is or what, you know, that stuff didn't play on those stations. And that's how they maintain the management. And Randy was one of them. And Gabe Hobbs, who's putting this convention on, was Randy's talk guy. And so they were, you know, they were told, do it this way, and that's the way they did it, and they became fabulously successful. All of the stations, the Clear Channel, the iHeart talk stations, are pretty much the best ones, or they have been in the traditional sense in the markets where they are. So not always, but for the most part they were, and they followed this plan. So I think, in talking about talk radio and what went on behind the scenes, I think a lot of people are fascinated to know how the soup is made. And so I tell you that story because it involves, as I said, I'm the top four or five stories here ought to be what we spend most of our time on, according to talkers. But I find in my own world, in the radio program that I do every day, it doesn't suit me. And I'm not exactly unsuccessful. I'm celebrating 55 years on the air, 31 years of doing a morning program. So yes. I don't, you know, okay. Yeah. So I'm not tooting my own horn. I'm just saying there's room for a little disagreement as to how to do this. But have I always been number one? No, I've rarely been number one. I was number one in El Paso for about 14 years.
But that's cool. Yeah,
but it seems to me that the audience, we do a disservice to the audience in trying to make everybody the same. And that's why there are so many different music formats now that they weren't. When I was a kid playing music in the 60s and 70s, everybody was playing music from everywhere. I mean, Perry Como would be next to the Doobie Brothers. You know, that kind of stuff. Whatever the hits were, that's what we played. Yeah, don't find that today. And because all of this stuff has become so stratified. And I think that's what's going on in the news talk business as well. There are people who want to talk about these issues and make them political. And then there are other folks who want to talk about what kind of has context for your life. And maybe you take some of these issues and more thoroughly look at how they affect you. That's why I said what I did about the Manafort sentencing, because in my mind, I don't give a damn about Manafort, but I do care about the people who are in prison who ought not to be there, and the society who allows this sort of to happen at expense. We're the ones who are paying. We may say, oh, those guys belong locked up. Well, who the hell do you think pays for that? You're paying for it. I'm paying for it. $40,000 a year to have somebody locked away in jail for smoking weed? What are you, nuts?
And I think that's exactly how you use that. In Cincinnati in the 80s, I worked briefly for and then against Randy as well. The guy was brilliant. If you were a program director for him, he would give you $100. He'd say, don't spend it. That's bail money. One day I'll ask you to do something. that's just the way the guy is. That if you can tell a good story, like he'll give you like eight things you got to talk about. Okay, fine. But if you can tell a good story, you can take a local story and weave it into something you really care about. Because honestly, Doug, you just expressed what many of us feel is the most important thing about talk radio. It's passion. If there's something you believe in, people get that. They know it.
Right.
Like you,
they
with the sentencing, for example.
Yeah. And now that's why a lot of...
This is my cue.
Yeah, all right. So Victoria has a story that she's dying to tell and discuss. So help yourself. You're on.
Rats. Mice. Mold. Mold. Mildew.
Yeah,
leaked ceilings. Cracked foundations. Bad plumbing. What? Yes. And this is in military homes. And what is going on? I'll tell you what's going on. We have got our soldiers and their families living in homes at places like Fort Bragg with rats, mice, mold, mildew, military facilities all around the U.S. Thousands of military families suffering from shoddy work or ignored calls for repairs from whom? Private companies that provide maintenance, because back in the late 90s, Congress shifted the maintenance of on-base housing from the military services to private companies. They also cut the cash. to save money and speed the process. And now, what's happening? People are having rats, mice, mold, mildew, and crumbling foundations. And this followed a Reuters news investigation last year that brought this to light. Finally, the Senate Armed Services Committee had a hearing and called the military on the carpet about this. And military leaders told lawmakers they would make sure that service members lived in decent housing. But after the press brought this to light, by the way, they didn't do anything on their own.
So this is another example of the private sector, which usually does things more cost effectively. The public sector, we all know, is full of corruption and full of waste and fraud and abuse. But when we let the private guys come in, there's no supervision of them because they're usually sweetheart deals. So they get away with the same stuff. Meanwhile, the people that we ought to be patronizing to the fullest extent that we can, people, whether we agree with going to Afghanistan or Iraq, that's not the issue. These people volunteer often at great cost to themselves and their families because they believe in patriotism. You know, some of them do it because they can't get a job. But for the most part, the people that go in there have really good intentions. Breaks up the family. A lot of people that go into the service get divorced if they're married. I mean, it's a mess. And then they get screwed over by having barracks like Victoria's just described. And then after they get out, they get screwed over by the VA because there's nobody to take care of PTSD. I don't care what the government says. Oh, things are better in the VA. Bunk 'em. They aren't. You can find people on every street corner, literally, here in Los Angeles, that were military and they were in for 4 years, 8 years, 10 years. They get out, they couldn't find a job, they're living homeless under the bridge of the 10. And last night, I almost ran over somebody. It was dark when I was coming back to where I am from the convention. And literally, I went under a bridge on Sepulveda, under the 10. And there was a guy who was standing in the middle of the road who was, I don't know what the problem was. I almost got out of the car to see if I could help him. But somebody else just blew a horn at him and scared him and got him out of the way. But this is the kind of stuff that we don't talk about enough. This affects all of us, and it certainly affects people. What kind of morality is there in asking somebody to serve, paying them crap wages, putting them in conditions when they're in the service like Victoria described, and when they get out, they get nothing but jobbed around by the government? It wastes more time telling them why they can't have service than why they can't. We can find, there's always stuff you can find holes at. And, well, yeah, America's a great place to live, but this is awful.
Why wasn't this all over CNN, MSNBC, and Fox?
Yeah, because it's been a good point. Jerk off on
this and hear it on NPR.
Right. Yeah. Okay, so you made your point. That's a good story, Victoria. Thank you. Are you ready to jumpstart your weight loss program? There is a solution. You know, I love talking about solutions to problems. So you're trying to lose weight. You want to feel great. You don't want to break the bank, nor do you want to break your back. So if you don't want to exercise and do a lot of things, I say to you, you need to exercise. It is one of the tenets of staying on a weight loss program. But in order to get started so that you see results, my suggestion is you go to toploss.com, website toploss.com, and look at what the product Calitren, Calotren, can do for you. Look at the testimonials. Not only you're losing the weight, but keeping it off. The program is not complex, but I got 60 seconds to tell you the story. I'm just going to tell you that it works. Collagen is the natural number one product that's in Calitren. That's why I support it, because it's all natural. No hocus pocus with a lot of caffeine and things. Nope. This works. Go to toploss.com, and if you don't believe me, try it. And if you don't like it, send it back. Get your money back. That's the way to do it. Use the code DJV for a half-price deal that they have on Calitren to lose the weight and keep it off at toploss.com. That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a list of the top stories as determined by the folks who manage and run Talkers Magazine. Talkers.com is the place you see the list every week, starting at number 10 with a focus on a lot of hoops action, the NCAA playoffs, March Madness, if you will. Number 9, the controversy about leaving Netherlands, all television stories, Alex Trebek's cancer and Luke Perry dying. Number 8, ethics complaints against AOC. Number 7, The Fox News people being barred from the DNC debates, number 6, North Korea and the weapons, number 5, anti-Semitism and the resolution by the Democrats, number 4, the border situation, number 3, the Manafort sentencing, number 2, the investigation, Trump and Russia and the probe there, number 1 is the fact that Mr. Cohen is going to sue Mr. Trump. That's pretty interesting, and that's what we hope all of them are. Your interesting conversation on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Mesothelioma is a deadly form of cancer that most often affects the tissue surrounding the lungs. It's diagnosed through a biopsy.
Staging is the number one important thing when you present with the diagnosis of mesothelioma. You've got to figure out with the biopsy if it's epithelioid or sarcomatoid. If it's sarcomatoid, we hardly ever offer surgery because that patient rarely benefits from surgery.
The second step, according to thoracic surgeon Dr. Shanda Blackman, is to determine whether or not it's spread to the lymph nodes or gone below the diaphragm.
Because if it's already spread to the lymph nodes, chances are the surgery's not going to help you. And then we go into the belly and we wash the abdomen with some fluid and pull the fluid out and test that.
Dr. Blackman says it's only if all those tests are negative that they think the patient might be able to benefit from surgery. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
What's that saying about, you can't pour from an empty cup? You have to take care of you so you can continue to take care of others. And if losing weight is on your take care of you list, then this is for you.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrant and I love it. So far I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
I've been on Calitrant now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. No more pain in my feet. My back feels great and just awesome. It's the best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
Now is the time to put your health on your to-do list. Check out Calitrin at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
I'm Doug Steffen with a review of this other list that comes from Talkers Magazine every week, the People List. Who are the most talked about people? For example, at number 10, because of all the focus on these TV shows, the three mainstays, Michael Jackson, Alex Trebek, and Luke Perry, all are in the number 10 position, tied for the 10th place on the People List from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com this week. Kim Jong Fatty Un, number 9. Somebody sent me an email, actually said, you're being disrespectful to this guy. Hello? He deserves respect? Number 8, the aforementioned Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez. Number 7, Ilhan Omar. Number 6, Adam Schiff. Number 5, Nancy Pelosi. Mueller and Manafort. Sounds like a singing team, right? Mueller and Manafort at number 4. Gerald Nadler's in 3. Michael Cohen's in second position. Donald Trump wins again on the People List. Talk Radio Review, Victoria Jones, Rick Jensen, Doug Steffen, the Neverland controversy with the HBO documentary that was on Sunday and Monday night of this past week. How did it impact you, Rick?
So this many years out, having lived through all this, the angst when Michael Jackson was actually living, I am proud to say I don't care.
About Jackson then or now?
At what point do people get over it? Yeah, at what point do people, you know, and at what point do you listen to a Cosby recording again? You know, it's it's over.
Laugh. I mean, all right, Victoria, what's your point of view on this? What do you think?
My point of view is I think for many people they were holding hope against hope that maybe he wasn't that. And any hope they had was shattered when they watched that documentary.
You think it's all true? The whole thing is nothing
absolutely
but the truth?
I believe those men.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too.
Okay. I don't know that I don't believe them. I just find it interesting that where is the other side? In a good documentary, there ought to be both sides presented, I thought, anyway. And there was only one side presented here. And that was Michael Jackson was a lech. I rode on a train with Michael for 4 hours from London down to South England about 10, 12, I don't know, 15 years ago. I can't remember when I did it. And it was very interesting to see. I thought he was very childlike, frankly, in the time that I spent with him. All right, 10 before the hour here on the Talk Radio Review. Thank you, Victoria. Thank you, Rick.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. Time for the countdown from number 5 to number 1. The big stories from the world of technology this week. And to do that, I have engaged the help and the wisdom and the mind of Victoria Keelan, who starts us off at number 5 with a focus on Lyft. I said to my son, okay, we're going to get the Lyft app on my phone this weekend. And so this is, maybe I should buy some stock too, right?
Yeah. Well, Lyft is the first app-based ride-hail company to file IPO, initial public offering documents, with the SEC. And the filing came at the end of last week. And, of course, the big news here is that Lyft beat Uber to go public. And everyone thought for sure Uber would be the first company to go public. Uber is still the larger of the two and has a bigger market share. But for a lot of reasons, actually, Uber has had all kinds of public, you know, they've had very public scandals, and they've had all kinds of issues with drivers, and Lyft has really managed to kind of skate by without any of those same scandals, and that is possibly one of the reasons why Lyft made it to the IPO status before Uber. And Lyft now says that they have 18.6 million active riders and over a million drivers, and that's at the end of 2018. Those were the numbers that they announced, and they've been aggressively courting riders. They've heavily discounted their fares, which compared to Uber, I've always found Lyft to be a lot cheaper. And most of the time during the week, they have different fares and specials and things like that. So all of that combined is probably the reason that it made it all the way to the SEC. So we'll see what the IPO price will be. There are speculations, but we don't really know yet. So we'll have to wait and see what it actually goes for. But I think Lyft is definitely a company that's worth investing in. They have they've also invested themselves in bikes and scooters and public transportation. So they're looking at a lot of different modes of transportation beyond just, you know, sharing a cab.
Well, they met with a lot of challenges and obstacles, and they've elevated their their brand, I think, quite well. I think it's a good deal. It'll be interesting. Big payday for the people who founded it.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing that comes out of it. Number four this week, a focus on, I suppose in a manner of speaking, Facebook, because it's about Instagram, which is owned by Facebook, right?
Mm-hmm. Facebook, Instagram, there's a new study this week that came out where it showed that children are negatively influenced by seeing unhealthy foods on Instagram. And what they did was they took a look at real social media influencers. Now, these are people who have over a million followers each. And when they showed this group of kids, it's 176 kids that they used between the ages of 9 to 11, when they showed them unhealthy snacks, those kids in the control group ate 32% more calories compared to the kids in the other group who were shown healthy food and non-food images. So just it's another example for parents. Just be aware of what your kids are looking at, because if an influencer has got a bag of Doritos, your kid was most likely going to want a bag of Doritos as well.
Mm-hmm. Number three, AT&T making a lot of changes now that they run Time Warner.
Yes, AT&T had a big week. The Department of Justice was going up against AT&T and their Time Warner merger. However, a judge issued a ruling in favor of AT&T. This is an $85.4 billion acquisition, basically, of Time Warner. The new name is called Warner Media, and some of the biggest changes that we'll see will benefit viewers of HBO, especially because they are planning 150 hours of original programming for this year. That's a 50% jump from 2018, and they're going head on against Hulu and Netflix and Amazon. Those are the main competitors. So that's a great benefit. I think we'll see some good stuff coming from that.
All right, net neutrality is number two this week.
Yeah, Democrats plan to introduce legislation that would essentially reinstate net neutrality laws that were repealed in 2017. It's called Save the Internet Act, and we'll see where this ends up going. 22 state attorneys general from 22 states and the District of Columbia have asked a federal appeals court to reinstate net neutrality rules. That hearing will actually happen this summer. I don't know that that's going to get turned over, which is why Democrats especially, and there are some Republicans who are behind this as well in rural areas, so scrapping the new net neutrality rules is important.
All right, Facebook, number one, losing a lot of people who use Facebook.
Yep, Facebook lost 15 million key users. Now, when I say key users, that means they are the coveted 12 to 34-year-old demographic. However, a little bit of good news for Facebook, they actually saw some gains among people who are 55 and older. Facebook not getting any younger, but they're all going to Instagram.
All right. So anyway, that's the story of the top five items this week in the world of technology. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.